It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, with the last name-only reveals from that months-old fan stream, a distant memory in all of our minds, let's talk classified mutt and junkyard. What feels like an age ago now, Emily, Lenny and Tony gave us a jam-packed G.I. Joe classified fan stream and started the show with a brand new batch of name-only reveals. One of those reveals was another figure and animal companion set, Mutt and Junkyard. Now I get the feeling that we might see a digital render for these two during Yojo June, and if not then, surely not too long following the greatest month in the history of months. So before that happens, I thought I would do a deep dive into the original figure and animal companion duo and talk about some of the things I would like to see included with these two absolute lunatics. Let's go back to 1984 and to version 1, where the characters fast became fan favourites, being the first dog handler and, along with Spirit and Freedom, the first figure and animal companion in the line. The figure came with a helmet with moulded goggles on the top, a face mask or muzzle, not for Junkyard but for Mutt, a submachine gun, nightstick and a leash for Junkyard. Mutt rocked a very cool brown, green and red deco and had a really interesting snarly head sculpt. Junkyard was an all black with subtle brown underbelly Rottweiler, moulded in one piece and in attack mode, matching Mutt's facial expression with his own growling open mouth. There were variations found in the helmet, with one getting holes in the sides and the other being filled in, and a slight colour variation was found with lighter brown leg details, but many believe this to be a European variant. They were very prominent in the A Real American Hero Marvel comics, showing up for the first time in issue 25, and of course the Sunbow cartoon, especially that one episode, Cobra's Creatures, where Junkyard had his mind controlled by Cobra. In the UK and Europe, we did get Mutt and Junkyard on a Palitoy card back in 1985, with a few details changed from the original file card. For one thing, the 85 Palitoy cards didn't contain as much information as the US file cards, but there was a significant change to the birthplace. Stanley R. Perlmutter, as he was known on the US card, was born in Islin, New Jersey, and the UK and Europe version was born in Madrid, Spain. We got a little character development for the two in the Battle Action Force comic story, Hacienda Hit, which stretched over 5 issues from 532 to 536. We were introduced to the new characters when Cobra kidnapped an American diplomat in Madrid. Mutt and Junkyard rescued the man before being sent to Mexico to protect a Latin American president and first lady in the middle of the desert. The Baroness made an appearance and we got to see that both Mutt and Junkyard were cool, calm and collected under pressure, and clearly top level agents of Action Force. The character is certainly a little different to the more aggressive and feral depiction of Mutt in the US comics and his file card. In 1986, they were released in Brazil under the name Cal Bravio, codename Mastim, for the Commandos MSAO line. Cal Bravio translates into English as Wild Dog. In the late 80s, Mexico also got into the G.I. Joe business, selling figures in larger window boxes for the Commandos Heroicos line, distributed by Oriken. Mutt was released but didn't come with Junkyard and instead was packaged with the anti-aircraft gun action pack. Makes sense, doesn't it? Swinging back to the United States in 1989, Mutt and Junkyard were given a brand new paint job for Slaughter's Marauders. Junkyard going all black now, and Mutt having that classic blue, dark green, bright green and brown horizontal block striping. Oddly enough, his middle name changed. The middle initial went from R to G, which I can only imagine was a typo, but I like to think he had a few middle names and just preferred Growler over Rex. The figures were exactly the same as their version 1 moulds, and the helmet was replaced without the moulded goggles. In 1991, the UK got their own exclusive Mutt and Junkyard, and they have to be my all-time favourite versions of the characters. Mutt got a whole new file card, a new birthplace of Glasgow, Scotland, a new name, Andrew McKenzie, and a new ginger hair colour. The new deco was amazing as well and featured that often seen UK and European bright blue colour that also showed up with the Tiger Force figures. In 1992, M&J were added to another sub-team, the DEF, or Drug Elimination Force. This one made a ton of sense, and even though Junkyard remained unchanged, Mutt got a new design and deco makeover. The deco almost seemed to call out his Marauders theme with the blue, green and brown, and he came with an awesome net launcher for catching Headman and the Headhunters. A year later, the same Mutt figure was repainted for the Battlecore line, as well as getting a DEF carded variation, and Junkyard was yet again unchanged from that first release, can't improve on perfection, it would seem. The net launcher was gone and a more standard missile launcher was in its place. We wouldn't see the two again until 2004 when they joined Tiger Force for the G.I. Joe Collectors Club con set. The figure was the same as the DEF and Battle Corps versions, with a green, brown and of course orange and black Tiger Stripes deco. And Junkyard was all brown now, moving away from his all black versions that most of the other releases saw. The file card also tied into the Devil's Due comic continuity at the time, which had retired the original Junkyard and a new dog had taken over as Junkyard 2 or Junkyard Jr. in the story, which explained the drastic colour change, even if he was still black and brown in the comic. In the same year, the version 1 figures were added to the Anti-Venom Task Force 6-pack True Exclusive. There were new arms and legs for Mutt, and a very cool green and light tan deco. That brings us to the first update to Junkyard. Yes, in 2005, they both got a redesign for the direct-to-consumer line. The design and deco was a slight update on the now Sergeant Mutt's first figure, and Junkyard got a few more paint apps on the open mouth. I didn't like the lack of the mustache, however, as it made him look super young and a completely different character. The modern era saw a 25th carded release for the two with lots of new sculpts. Mutt got a new head, legs, and lower arms with other parts from the version 16 Cobra Viper, and Junkyard was redone for the second time following that DTC version. Lots more paint apps with that brown colour added to the face and legs. In 2013, they got a Creo release in the second wave of blind bags, and then later had the Marauders treatment in the SDCC exclusive Construction Commandos set in 2015. The two were redone for the Slaughter's Marauders concept back in 2018, with Junkyard relatively unchanged and Mutt getting the full deco treatment. Finally, we have Mutt and Junkyard's appearance in the Super 7 Reaction line. Mutt first showed up with the Random Dog in the PSA Parody Collection in 2022, and then later with Junkyard in the fifth wave of Reaction figures earlier this year. I imagine it won't be too much longer before we see a Mutt and Junkyard Ultimates figure, which would be superb, and considering the Cobra Commander from Wave 1 has the mind control device, it just seems inevitable. And now we arrive at the upcoming classified figure and pet set, with no visual render revealed or any other information regarding the two, so this is where we speculate. Now I'm convinced we will be getting the standard deco for the two in what would be a representation of the original O-ring design. I would expect to see a similar loadout for the weapons and accessories, the helmet and face mask muzzle sort of thing, submachine gun with a removable suppressor and magazine, the nightstick with the loop, and a leash for Junkyard, of course. In addition to that, I could see them upping the ante with Junkyard's gear, giving him a bulletproof jacket and armour like we've seen on modern versions of Law and Order, the characters, not the TV show. We tried it the other way, but it didn't work.
Oh no!
I would really like them to give Junkyard the muzzle and face protection we have seen in the modern military when parachuting, and yes, I want those dog goggles as well. Doggles. You could even have certain accessories stored on the jacket, like pouches for magazines and so on. I think where the set will excel will be with Junkyard's articulation. The classified team have blown me away with their work on the animals so far. Timber is as close to perfection as you can get, and Fiona is just phenomenal. I've only really had issues with Freedom, whose legs probably could have been put on ball joints instead, and the fact that Polly is so small you can't really give her any articulation at all. I might go as far as to say that I wish Serpentor's snake hadn't been fused to itself, and instead had a metal frame inside like Fiona's tail, but that really is a stretch considering how solid the line is overall. I suppose I have to also include Scrap Iron's incredible anti-armor drone in this conversation too, because that is his pet. I'm very excited to see what they do with Junkyard. I would also be happy to see a few alternate heads for him, including the mind-controlled glowing blue eyes, which I will add, has been called out already on the female Valkyrie 2-pack packaging artwork. You would have to give him a chill head and a more aggressive visage, so I would be cool with 3 overall to get the glowing eyes version. You could always leave that out for now, and when the inevitable Mad Marauders version came out, they could slip the glowing eyes head in there so you could mix and match them all. I would expect Junkyard to have the same deco in a Marauders set, just for that reason alone. The possibility for a Tiger Force edition would also be there, even though it was the second design of the figure that had that inclusion in the sub-team. I would enjoy it just to get an all-brown Junkyard. In terms of Mutt, his head sculpt could be a real winner, with a ton of personality, and with a few additional accessories like a bag of dog treats or a chew toy, I think it could be a very popular product. You could even give him a removable glove or an alternate bare left lower arm, so you could have the figure chilling out. Some sort of netting might be a fun homage to that net launcher from the DEF figure, or, and I'm not sure of the legality on this, but a block of drugs for Junkyard to sniff out would be cool. That said, I'm really not sure they could do that, and Mutt would probably end up snorting the entire pack before a battle anyway. Whatever they do, I'm excited to see them both, and like I said before, I imagine a digital render to appear this month at some point, so I'm glad I managed to get this out before that inevitable eventuality. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for Mutt and Junkyard? How good is Junkyard going to be? What accessories do you want them to come with, and why is it two little dog bones on the DEF version's vest? Let me know in the comments below. If you would like even more Mutt and Junkyard chat, then check out our monthly episode 13 version therapy, where Pat, Justin and myself get stuck into our favourite versions of G.I. Joe and enemy characters. Okay team, we will be back with more content very soon, as well as more Yojo June news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.